Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 51 of Preparing for the Inevitable, a podcast on how to handle trouble, afflictions, tribulation, suffering, pain, and death. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast will help you get ready to face the inevitable unpleasant things that will happen in your life. Things such as trouble, tribulation, suffering, sickness, and death. The death of people you love, pardon me, and your own death. For trouble, suffering, and death are common threads that run throughout all of humanity. They are inescapable and sometimes inexplicable. You will never meet a person who has not, is not, or will not experience these terrible things in life. As I speak to you right now, a dear family, is burying their beautiful young daughter, niece, auntie, friend, sister, cousin, in Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth to be exact, as she was just sitting in her own house playing with her nephew, innocent. A police officer shot her and killed her. That is beyond tragic. But it happened. And I'm not going to say that this kind of thing happens every day, because it does not. This is beyond the pale. But killings, murders, tragic events like this do happen every day in this country called America and all around the world. Yet we attempt to hide from these inevitabilities, to pretend they don't exist, or that they won't happen to us. Tell that to the people who lost everything, almost materially speaking, in Dallas, while they were watching the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles just a few days ago. Our world, my dear friend, is filled with news of people dying, children suffering, entire government systems and organizations enduring trouble and turmoil. But we tend to see these as things that only happen to other people and never to us. Trouble, suffering, pain, and death come equally to all people of all races, from every socioeconomic status, of every religion, in every country of the world. It makes us all very equal. This podcast, my beloved, will show you how to accept these realities of life. I said realities. This is not a dream. And not just cope with them, but face trouble, suffering, pain, and death in your own life and in the world with confidence, courage, class, dignity, and most of all with faith, hope, and charity. By the way, as you know, I do not recommend many things. In fact, I've never done so in this podcast, but I want to recommend to you a study Bible by the godly preacher, Dr. Tony Evans. He has a new study Bible coming after 50 years of godly ministry. Also, he has a Bible commentary. And I'm all about people reading the Holy Word of God and learning more about God's Word. Not only to just learn about it, but to live by it. And I cannot think of a better theologian than Dr. Tony Evans. So may I lovingly encourage you to get the study Bible and get the commentary for your library. And read it. Don't just buy it, read it. You can order it from the Urban Alternative Ministry in Dallas, Texas. Just Google it and you'll have all of the information there available to make your order. Or you can order it from fine bookstores online and off, where fine books are sold all over the world. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. The featured quote for this episode is from Dr. C.S. Lewis. He said, no one ever told me that grief felt so much like fear. Our preparing for the inevitable topic for today is titled Grief and Mourning, Part 3, Traditions of Mourning, from the fine book The Art of Dying, Living Fully in the Life to Come, by Dr. Rob Moll. He goes on to share, in the United States, things were a little different. By the 1950s, the country had given up the mourning rituals that were common 50 years before, such as distinctive dress for women, black armbands for men, or decorations outside the home, signaling that the family inside was in mourning. Mourning was a job for the group. Those in mourning openly signaled their grief by wearing clothing or jewelry that let everyone know of their status as bereaved. And of course, the color was black. This put the burden on others, not the mourner, to ease social interactions, to comfort, and to allow the open expression of grief. All the changes that have modified attitudes toward death in the past 1,000 years, Aries writes, have not altered this fundamental image, this permanent relationship between death and society. Yet in one short century, it ended. And C.S. Lewis discovered the grieving are desperately alone. May God help us. In 1984, a journalist reporting on widows of Vietnam found that the overwhelming majority of people surveyed thought that individuals should be through mourning between 48 hours and 2 weeks after a death. Though Americans no longer deny death as they once did, and efforts like the hospice movement have done much to help people die and grieve well, Christians are a long way from being of any more use to the grieving than C.S. Lewis's friends. And we'll pick that up on next time. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at grief and mourning in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for life. And we pray that you will prepare us for the inevitabilities of life and help us to get through them as only you can help. And at the same time, Lord, as you have told us, we shall have tribulation in this life, but be of good cheer. You have overcome the world, and so if you have overcome the world, if we trust you as Savior, we too have overcome the world, and you will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our hearts and minds stayed on you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners." So don't think that you're alone. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, dear friend, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will. The Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul from sin and hell and change my life today and forever. Amen. Beloved, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead. Allow me to say congratulations on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have indeed done the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, dear friend, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.